Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. You think you know what bees are all about. They make honey and live in hives with a queen, and if you agitate them, they might sting you, right? Well, this is all true about some bees, but just as there are lots of different kinds of rodents, big ones and small ones, species that live in trees and species that live underground, some that love to nest together and others that just want to be left alone, Earth is home to approximately 20,000 species of bees, and they're all a little different. Bees are our most important pollinators, and a lot of places in the world are home to eusocial bees, like the ubiquitous Western honeybee, which was probably originally native to Asia, but over the centuries has spread to every continent except Antarctica. Industrial agriculture spends millions of dollars every year renting hives to pollinate crops to increase yield. Honeybees live in hives with a queen that's in charge of procreation within the colony. But most bees on the planet are not honeybees. In fact, there are only a handful of honeybee species in the world. However, every continent has its own native bees, from the Arctic to deserts, tropical forests, grasslands, and most places in between. In North America, there are around 4,000 native bee species, with new species being discovered all the time. And, perhaps surprisingly, most bees are solitary, meaning that each mother bee provides for her own nest, and about 70% of native bees live in the ground. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Clay Bolt, a natural history and conservation photographer specializing in native bees. He said, "You could think of solitary bees as hardworking single moms, working nonstop from sunup to sundown to provide pollen and nectar in the form of little loaves that they provide for their young." Ground nesting bees can prefer a variety of different ground types, But most often, they nest in dry, hard-packed soil, similar to places where you might see an ant's nest. Bolt said, they will often be seen along the sides of paths or bare patches of soil that most people take for granted. They can also nest beneath leaves, an important reminder of why homeowners should leave a patch of leaves in their yard, or in rotting wood. Most don't destroy wood or excavate cavities in wood, but rather use pre-existing insect burrows. A solitary bee nest will be a tube about 6 inches or 15 centimeters long, excavated in dry soil by a female bee. There are many challenges that come from nesting in the ground. Predators, moisture and flooding, intense heat, the challenges of overwintering, nest disturbance by people, vehicles, and other large animals, and pesticides, just to name a few. To deal with the natural threats that ground nesting bees face, they've developed many strategies to protect their young. Bees will line their nests with things like hard-packed soil, bits of cut leaves, and masticated flower petals. One genus of ground nesting bee is known as cellophane bees for the clear, waterproof stuff they paint onto the walls of their nests. Whatever the material, nest linings keep the young sufficiently dry and retain the integrity of the nest. Because most of us associate bees with a honeybee's propensity to sting, we often try to get rid of bees or yellow jackets, which are actually a type of wasp, when we find them in our yards and around our houses. However, ground nesting bees aren't dangerous. Many solitary bees are very tiny, smaller than a grain of rice, and therefore too small to sting. Even if they are able to sting, their venom is too weak to do much damage. Bolt said, solitary bees rarely sting. The most aggressive of all bees are honeybees, because they have a hive to defend. Solitary bees, on the other hand, have everything to lose if they sting someone or something and get killed in the process. If the mother dies before the young has been provisioned, then her lineage ends. And the bees most commonly seen circling around solitary bee nests are most likely males, which actually can't sting. We should note that no male bees can sting. A stinger is a modified egg-laying apparatus that's only found in female bees. It's difficult to be a solitary bee in a world full of manicured lawns. Homeowners often view these ground nesters as a nuisance and use pesticides to get rid of them. But killing these pollinators with pesticides is dangerous for their populations, which are already dwindling. It's important to note that solitary bees are not much of a threat to lawns and turf. You can continue to mow your lawn, play and picnic as usual right next to the bees, but if there are many nests in an area, you might want to avoid that spot for 1 or 2 months while the bees are nesting. If you must dissuade the bees from nesting, don't use a pesticide. Heavy watering can encourage them to pack up and pick another spot. Today's episode is based on the article Ground Nesting Bees Are Solitary and Often Stingless on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.